producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to the page that interacts with sonsoflibertyradio.com, which is sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's our media outsource, again, and resource, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Medium. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933 for the next 2 hours. And folks, I want to let you know too, if you're a first time listener, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we're going back to what George Washington, through his farewell address, taught kids all the way up until 1962 in this country, that religion under the Christian umbrella, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And the way that you do that, folks, to study your founding documents, because we know that Andrew Jackson was right, the 7th president of the United States, when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Exactly right. They're not one without the other. Read Exodus 18:21 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know that we are based on the Mosaic Institution. That is called common law, which is based off of, and should I say laid upon in layers upon the seedbed, which is called the Declaration of Independence, where we derive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator and the laws of nature and nature's God, as our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world as they sought divine providence. That's all found in that document, friends. And if you'd like to go back one step or one document that preceded the Declaration of Independence, do go to the Mayflower Compact. Folks, you want to talk about a Christian nation? That's who we are, and we're not going anywhere. Folks, it tells us in the scriptures that the word of the Lord endureth forever, and the seed of the righteous is forever. In other words, we're not going nowhere. What we're seeing in the United States of America today, what we're seeing globally today, friends, this has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's time for the church, namely in America and globally, friends, secondary to where I'm at right now, to stand up and do the stuff, to keep the commandments of the Lord, to deal with the crime that's at hand in our country. Speaking of which, I'm going to jump over to Sons of Liberty www.thesonsoflibertymedia.com. And what we're going to be talking about, hopefully during the first hour, the latter part, and the second hour, is national suicide. Nobody knows who Obama is, but folks, America has known this. If you're listening to us in a foreign country, do forgive the American people for their willful ignorance and their willful stupidity to allow a criminal to go on in his crimes towards we the people over 1,068 times as he transgressed the Constitution of the United States of America, but the American people have tolerated it. And now what are we seeing? Well, let me tell you, sonsoflibertymedia.com. For those that did not know, the apple does not fall too far from the tree concerning Loretta Lynch, the new attorney general. She's a pro-Muslim rhetoric stems from her own ties to a pro-terrorist group. Again, folks, who preceded her? None other than the criminal himself, Attorney General Eric Holder. And folks, what we're looking at right now in America is the Clinton administration tried and true in their crimes. That's why Hillary wants her administration back. Too bad. Folks, instead of putting these people in prison for a long time, at least through impeachment, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, the American people have left off judgment which guards their liberties. And that's what we need to get back to, is a knowledge of the law that exposes the crime so the people will come together, we the people, the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, and deal with the crime at hand. And yes, we can do this. But again, folks, look at this. Loretta Lynch, folks, she has her own ties to extreme Muslims. I mean, this is crazy stuff. Interestingly enough, sonsoflibertymedia.com, mosques and Muslims, homes raided in France. Guess what they found, folks? Now keep in mind, over in Europe there, they take their orders from the White House, just like Germany does, just so you know what's going on here, friends. But what's interesting about all of this, friends, is the fact that they're disarmed in France. That's why those massacres take place, friends. In America, when those massacres take place, it's interesting to note that they take place, and a good portion of those crimes take place in gun-free zones. And yet you have your administration today saying, listen, I'm going to come after your guns. I don't care if I get Congress's approval or not. In other words, I don't care, America, what your voice is towards the issue of gun control. And rest assured that gun control is nothing more than control. But over in France, where they're disarmed, guess what they found, folks? Those victims, those refugees that are coming in, the Muslims, you know, that they've left those war-stricken countries and they've come for help and they go over to France. Well, it's interesting, folks, and I've shared this with you in the past, and I say it again, they're not the victims of anything. They're a political battering ram to upend nations because they're plundering the nations that they enter. They're appointed to destroy because the elitists are trying to create chaos so they can bring in a new order. Just ask George Bush Sr. And just ask Prescott Bush, his daddy. Go online and know, friends, and try and vet the information that I'm giving you. I challenge you to go online and find out who Prescott Bush is, George Bush's daddy. And I'm talking about Daddy Bush to George W. Bush. Now, going back over to the mosques and the Muslims' homes that were raided in France, guess what they found, folks? A disarmed nation. But guess what they found in France? Hundreds of weapons and thousands of rounds of ammo discovered. Now, you have to ask the question, folks, outside of them being handled and controlled through organizations, for example, the military-industrial complex, the CIA, other organizations that are creating wars, folks, to establish a new world order. You have to ask the question, folks, who's financing these people? Who's arming these people? And, folks, that's what I want to come to. Because these people believe that they're above you. And to bring that to what's going on in America, folks, it's coming to the light of the things that I had brought forth in the past. Now they're beginning to talk about a third gunman in San Bernardino, California. And they're identifying them as three white men with physical builds that actually entered in and did the shooting. But how come the state-controlled narrative is not set on that? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about in the last segment what happened over in France there on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. They just raided a bunch of Muslims over there in France where they're disarmed friends. And mosques and Muslims' homes raided in France. Hundreds of weapons and thousands of rounds of ammo discovered. What is possibly going on in this country, folks? It's almost like it's being... Well, it's almost like it's a conspiracy or something, right? Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. Conspiracies take place in nations where they forget God because they know they can get away with it. And that's exactly what's happening today in America. I know everybody wants to talk about that's just theory. Is it? Is it a theory, friends? How many times have these politicians have been exposed? How many times have they been exposed for their crimes against we the people? And then some people have the audacity to call it a theory. Matter of fact, just one of the senators and his sons in New York were just charged recently for their crimes against the people in New York. This is happening on a daily basis, friends. I shared with you right before the break, friends, about what happened in San Bernardino, California, how we're told that two Muslims did the attacking. But, folks, I told you years ago that the homosexuals were being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. And I told you who was on their heels, the radical Muslims, because they're trying to implement totalitarian government through Sharia law. And they're doing this globally, all at the same time. And now I'm telling you, friends, that the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram. See, all these people, including the President of the United States and his criminal administration, you need to understand they're all pawns that are willing to sell their soul. See, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? I say to you, criminals in government, first for the people's sake, secondly for your own sake, lose the world and gain your soul. But folks, I just told you that in San Bernardino, eyewitnesses didn't see two Muslims doing the shooting. They saw three white men with physical stature with black uniforms on doing the killing. And I told you this last week, and I knew this was coming down the line, but guess what? Everybody's starting to talk about the third shooter, yet MSNBC and other state-controlled outlets were talking about a third shooter. They called them actors. Folks, you are being made the dupes of ill-designing, wicked men. Remember what Joseph Mengele said? He was one of those criminals under Adolf Hitler, an SS officer, did crimes unthinkable, barbaric, friends. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe that we're doing it to you. And yet we can see the blueprint for Germany under Adolf Hitler is happening in America today, and yet America stands back and tries to say, throw their hands up in the air and say, what's going on? As they're going to the football game, right? As they're watching TV. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll see former NSA CIA contractor. He said that Kraft International mercenaries carried out San Bernardino shooting. In other words, they were planted. And you better bet your bottom dollar, folks, these crimes that are taking place, a good portion of them, you better bet your bottom dollar they're engineered. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. Oh, no, hold on, hold your horses. Just recently, folks, a well-respected reporter came forward and shared with a whole mess of folks, namely reporters in a room, that the government, your government, America, a couple years ago passed a bill where they can propagandize the people. Just think about that. They passed a bill where they could actually create a world that they wanted their people to believe in. And they call it a law. What is not a law? Read Psalm 94. They create laws by mischief. They work for the lawless one. They're doing business with the enemy of their souls. And see, what they don't understand is that when you play in sin, sin keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. And it charges you a lot more than you want to pay. And these people are playing with their eternity. To war against heaven is humorous. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. That is the history of mankind. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Barack Hussein Obama hires Hamas-tied Rob Malley as Islamic State czar. Folks, they're breaking the law. They're breaking the law. Why are they trying to disarm you, America? Valerie Jarrett, the Muslim devil that speaks into Barack Hussein Obama's ear on a daily basis. She tells him which pants to wear. Imposing more gun laws will make us a more perfect union. Folks, you are allowing foreigners to dictate American law, to implement Sharia law. Just today, seen some video on a woman in New York who put her hand on the Quran, swearing to uphold the Constitution. That Quran swears to tear down the Constitution, friends. Freedom of religion to our forefathers, let me remind you, was not foreign religions coming into America to establish their mess. There's no such thing as coexistence, friends. When you're dealing with the people that are saying, down with America, America the great Satan, kill the infidel, you better understand right then and there, I don't need to go any further than that. These are the people that you are playing with. These are the people that you are tolerating. These are the people that you're giving your posterity over to. And that's not working out too well for them, friends. Colleges across America are now beginning to protest these criminals. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. Every gun regulation that President Obama has advocated for, California already has those unlaws. They're called policy, and policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. California's already had it, and it didn't stop anything. Of course not. Hey, folks, can you imagine in San Bernardino if some of those individuals in that room that were shot down, allegedly, can you imagine if they were armed? How far do you think the shooters would have gotten? 2 plus 2 is 4, right? It's not what you think it equals. It's also interesting to know these anti-gunner politicians, these representatives that are working for special interests, not for the American people. Isn't it interesting how they're armed by bodyguards? Oh, my goodness. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There seems to be a Muslim issue at Homeland Security. December 10th it was posted, just highlighting right now. Jay Johnson, the director of Department of Homeland Security, he said that he was there for the plight of the Muslims, friends. Keep in mind, they're also appointing Muslim Brotherhood terrorist individuals into the DHS. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over the White House. Folks, that's not true. They can go ahead and call the shots, but there's still 318 million people they have to deal with. See, and that's where their problem lies. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's Pentagon? Obama's. Now listen to this, friends. Isn't this humorous? Obama's Pentagon. It's not Obama's Pentagon. This isn't Obama's White House. This isn't Obama's government. This is our government, and he works for us. We do not work for him. Not a one of them. But Obama's Pentagon, banning all Muslims from entering U.S. contrary to our values, would endanger national security. Folks, you've been told since September 11, 2001, nothing but that there's a Muslim jihadist threat in America. Now his government is banning all Muslims, stated banning all Muslims from entering U.S. contrary to our values, would endanger national security. Folks, now the FBI is saying that there's sleeper cells all across America. Folks, these are plants. These are plants. They're trying to create domestic insurrection. Look at the crimes of tyrant King George that our forefathers dealt with. You know, when I look at in parallel, a little side note, compared to what I'm seeing today, I wonder how bad King George really was. Because I guarantee you, our forefathers did not put up with it the American people are putting up with today. I guarantee it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, missing two Afghan pilot trainees from U.S. Air Force Base in Georgia. Friends, what are they doing there in the first place? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim hospital worker in Ohio calls for beheading of U.S. soldiers. I got a real problem with that one. Muslim hospital worker in Ohio calls for beheading of U.S. soldiers. Folks, I want to go back to Scripture. The Lord said in Psalm 9:17 that He would turn that nation into hell that forgets Him. Our problem, friends, is that we have left off our God. We have departed from our God. That's it. That's simple. And the church that is responsible to keep the commandments of the Lord is derelict of duty. They are MIA. They're all talking about being raptured. They want to be raptured from responsibility, friends, and it's not a good place to be. They hasten the time that they will be summoned to the court of God on Judgment Day, when the Lord will look at them and say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, highlighting SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we're going to come back second hour and talk about national suicide. Nobody knows who Brock is. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Curious to know, what are your thoughts? 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Finishing a point that I wanted to make, folks, the Muslims are being used to create domestic insurrection. They're trying to create a revolution because they want to bring in military police force. See, but they first have to disarm you folks before they can successfully do this. So the Muslims are being used just like an atheist group, just like a homosexual group, just like any other lawless, un-American group. You need to understand that they're simply being used. And I'll tell you what, even the Muslims, you need to understand that. You want to talk about the mercy of God even to warn his enemies? And I was talking about coexistence, folks. There is no such thing. In the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, it tells you, and it tells us, and this is history once again, and here's the mercy of God by warning us that there's an iceberg in front of our boat. When other gods come within the gate, you're going to have war. You're going to have war, friends. If you don't take heed to the word of God, you're going to have war within the streets of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama released this jihadi in 2012. Now he's fighting against the West again. Folks, I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but right after the Paris attacks, which many believe were engineered, might I add, Barack Hussein Obama was releasing known terrorists from Guantanamo Bay in America. And in the self-proclaimed conservatives of America, man, they just won't call it for what it is, and they're still trying to figure out who the enemy is. Leviticus 26, read the whole chapter. You want to know exactly where we're at. Obama released jihadi in 2012, America. Now he's fighting against the West again. Of course they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is there a difference between Islam and extreme Islam? Folks, is there a difference between a killer and a serial killer? The God that they claim to God to be is no God at all. And it's interesting, folks, that they can lie for their God. What kind of a God would that? Hey, folks, if God wasn't holy, just, and righteous, I couldn't serve him. See, it keeps him on his throne, and he'll always be there because he's always right and he's always going to do the right thing. But to suggest that we can have a God, which serves the flesh, by the way, that says it's okay for us to lie, shows you a powerless, impotent God. It's a God of hate, created in their minds. He's a figment of their sick imaginations. These people are anti-Christ. So is there a difference between Islam and extreme Islam, friends? I'm asking you the question. 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts? And I lay to your candor, friends, is there a difference between a killer and a serial killer? No, there's not. No, there is not. Folks, remember when Barack Hussein Obama, after the Paris attacks, said that he wanted more gun control? Well, guess what he's saying on December 11th, 2015? Just like I said he would, because again, he's being tolerated. But Obama says that he'll take action on gun control without congressional approval. Congress is you, America. You are Congress, America. Here, let me give you the order. You received your rights, America, from God. Your rights from God. Your inalienable rights were given unto you by your Creator. Declaration of Independence. Okay? And how this works is those that work for we the people, our representatives, regardless of who they are, all the way from the president all the way down to local communities, they receive delegated authority from we the people. See, it says in the Declaration of Independence that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Government today in America is so foreign to what our forefathers established, they would look at us and say, why are you sitting there? Do you not see the sacrifice? Do you not see the pain, the loss? Do you not see the fight that it took us to establish what you have 238 years later? Why are you sitting there? And I'm not talking about in an unlawful manner in the way in which these representatives operate. I'm talking about in a lawful manner, because we don't need a revolution, America. We need reformation. I want to say that again. We don't, you know what? Here, I want people to understand this. I hate violence. I hate it. I hate violence. I can't stand going on a feed, a news feed, and seeing death. But yet the state-controlled narrative is, if it bleeds, it leads. They love to show you death because they want you, they want to capture your attention so they can get their ratings up. I can't stand violence. For the record, I can't stand it. But I want to tell you this, folks. Either America, you're killing sin, violation of God's moral law, or sin is killing you. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here. National suicide. Either the righteous are going to win the day by acting out the fact that they are the law, or they're going to allow the wicked to rule the day. And at length, you're going to lose everything that your forefathers and your family members sacrificed themselves to give to you. John 15:13. Greater love is than this, than no man laid down his life for his brothers. Taking that in a spiritual sense, you've all heard, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Remember the cross. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, an appeasement of our sins towards God. a propitiation for the sins of us. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for his, for the brethren. That's what we're missing in this country is love, friends. Looking out for the other guy. Looking out for each other. We've lost that. And the only one that can give that is the love of God. It comes by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who's been given unto us, to those that are born again. I hate violence. I hate it. And you need to understand that all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So as long as you want to keep your eyes off of the author and the finisher of your faith, this is what you're going to deal with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, Obama says he'll take action on gun control without congressional approval. America, when are you going to take action, lawful action, and impeach and indict? And I'm not just talking about Barack Hussein Obama. I'm talking about his entire administration, along with every one of the representatives that have failed to actually draw up the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Along with the state-controlled media, who needs to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people in so many different ways, because they do not have the right to lie. And I don't care, going back to my point where we were told by a respected reporter who was doing her job, a journalist who was doing her job, that the government passed a bill a couple years ago where they can propagandize the people. Baloney, friends. Folks, if we would simply get back to God's Ten Commandments, we could wash away. Getting back to constitutional law, we could wash away so many unlawful policies that it would blow your mind. If you're sick of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. It's that simple. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. I can hear them right now. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. I am. When you get a moment, do go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. It's being loaded up so often, almost hourly, sometimes 2 and 3 articles every hour. And it's vital information because it puts your feet back on the Bible. As David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We give the knowledge. Yes, we tear down, but we also build up. And it's up to the people to respond to the truth that's been given unto them. I want to make one more point, and we're going to jump over to national suicide. You know how everybody's, love them or hate them, you know how everybody's, namely, in the again, the conservatives, the establishment is the problem. America, do understand that. The conservatives are the problem. The professed church in America, they are the problem. You do need to understand that. It's a mask that they wear, and it's a mask that I pull off of them on a daily basis because I can't stand what they don't stand for. But do you see how all these proclaimed Republicans are siding with the left, as they call it, their enemies supposedly, but they don't call them that because they're, you know, behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. But do you see how everybody's attacking Donald Trump right now? About legal authority to ban Muslim immigrants? Guess what? He's exactly right. Donald Trump is exactly right. Love him or hate him, he's exactly right. A little common sense comes into play. That if we have a problem with radical jihadist Muslims in America, do you think that we should bring in tens of thousands of individuals from foreign nation, Muslim nations that we already know that are plants over in Europe that are plundering their nations, raping their women, and warring with the men, invading their homes, attempting to take over? Do you think it would be a good idea to open the doors to these people, folks? But America, I want to tell you something, stupid as that sounds, this is what the American people have been tolerating concerning this administration for the last 7 years. They have been standing back, allowing him not to shut the door on crime, which is his purpose, is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate sin or to advocate destruction. But keep in mind, folks, this is a guy that said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and the American people have been sitting down and letting him do it. What say you? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come back to National Suicide right after this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You know, it's interesting, if I can just highlight this real quick before we get over to National Suicide. Nobody knows who Obama is. Interestingly enough, I'm getting some emails right now. Why are we still talking? Why are we still taking a fraud's unconstitutional decision? In other words, he's saying, why are the American people sitting back to hear the response of this administration when, in fact, they know that he's criminal and that he's lying to you? Time to remove the traitor and every Muslim advisor and every oath breaker from our government. Yes, that's exactly right. This should have been done a long time ago. It just didn't start with Barack Hussein Obama. This has been going on for years. You know, the conservatives, again, folks, just telling you and exposing to you the problem. And again, it's a lack of conservatism, just like, you know, those that blame Christians for a lack of Christ or Christianity. Do keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, right? So in saying that, it's interesting. They just said that Barack Hussein Obama is completely incompetent. No, he's not. He's not incompetent at all. He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Fundamentally transform America. I mean, this is something where you get just dumbfounded on. I mean, folks, if a football coach in the NFL was losing game after game, week after week, month after month, the people would be in an uproar. And I shared with some people on Monday, I believe, that interestingly enough, I did a little Google search and did a little homework, fact-checking, on how many seats are in our arena. Regardless of where it's at, they go from anywhere from 52,000 to 100,000 people per arena. And isn't it interesting? Every Sunday they're packed. Screaming, dressed up like a bunch of lunatics that have lost their mind in Minnesota here, half purple, half white, half yellow, with horns on their heads, screaming for their favorite team. As crimes are being perpetuated on a 24/7 basis against them fools. Can you imagine if we emptied those stadiums for 1 week and dealt with the crime in our government and in our churches, starting first with the churches, friends? Can you imagine the change that we would have in our country? It really comes down to this. Who loves their country more? Who loves God more? He who's been forgiven much loves much. And I can tell you what, when you've never had it, now you know what you've never had. You've never let go. But folks, I want to go back to the point that he's not incompetent at all. Many people think that Barack Hussein Obama's losing. He ain't losing nothing. He's winning. Because you've been led to believe that there's no hope. There's nothing you can do about it. That's the furthest thing from the truth. And furthermore, I believe concerning your conscience, you know the difference between right and wrong. It's that you just don't want to do anything about the problem. You want someone else to do it. But folks, go back to that thought. 52,000 to 100,000 seats in an arena all across America, and every Sunday they're filled. Babies being killed. Governments trying to disarm them. Taxation without representation in so many different ways. Crimes being perpetrated against the people. I mean, folks, it's just over the top. And it's something that I share, friends, that it's too simple for the American people to understand. You love, folks. When you love, you fight for what you love. And I don't know how American people can sit back and enjoy the freedoms that so many in their families in so many different cases. I think it's like 86% of Americans. Folks, just to prove my point, back in World War II, they said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. So somebody in your family actually paid the ultimate sacrifice in one way or another to give us the freedoms that we have. And we know that freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom is given unto us to do what we ought to do. What are you doing with the freedom that's been given unto you? I can tell you, committing national suicide, unless otherwise noted, through your actions, America is committing national suicide. Folks, there's nothing about Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, that's true. Except the information that exposes him as the fraud that he is. Why would you allow a fraud to desecrate everything that our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us? I mean, this is what our veterans went overseas to fight against, right? At least that's what we've been told. As a matter of fact, even talking about the things that I'm talking about right now, I know there's many listening to me that believe that I'm talking about a third world country, but I'm not. And folks, while the state-controlled narrative has had sleight of hand, by diverting your attention to third world nations, this administration has been attacking yours, along with George W. Bush. For those that don't want to hear it, you might want to wake up. But really what it comes down to is you'll fight for what you love. Americans will always fight for what they love. Going back to the football coach, I'll tell you what, they'll make sure that football coach that's losing game after game, or that basketball coach that's losing game after game, or that hockey coach that's losing game after game, or that baseball coach that's losing game after game, I'll tell you what, they'll make sure that he's impeached, though, won't they? Because that's where their hearts are. Their eyes are fixed on vanity, worthless garbage. And then you wonder why your foreign enemies are saying it's time to attack America because their gods are sports. Read Jeremiah, folks. It talks about the very thing specifically. You want to talk about getting into great specificity, folks? Read the Word of God. Read Judgment. And keep in mind, for all those that want to just ignore what I'm talking about right now, there is a book of Lamentations. And as I said so many times in the past, I'll say it again. Folks, God's going to get your attention sooner or later. And this does include Nebuchadnezzar. This does include those that think that they're doing something against you and getting away with it. They're not getting away with Jack. God governs all nations, and He governs all men. Whatever's taking place in this country right now is God ordained. I don't believe that it's the will of the Lord, but I believe it's the American people that have turned God against the nation that will no longer listen to Him. And He is a merciful God because He warns and He warns and He warns and He warns. Going back to my point, national suicide. Here we have the unconstitutional scholar. Folks, this president calls himself a constitutional scholar. It, by the way, he's the one that accredited himself with that title. Nobody else has. But you do need to keep in mind that he talks about our constitutional democracy. Our constitutional democracy. You heard me right, folks. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship, for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Folks, we are a constitutional republic. This is the guy that you're allowing to dummy down your kids by calling himself a constitutionalist, a scholar. And he doesn't even know that we're a republic. And folks, but keep in mind, this is the same guy, after he came back from Europe, calling for a new world order, just like the Bushes did over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit back in the 90s. Do keep in mind, he came back into America and said that there was 57 states that he just got off of. 57 state tour. And America, I remember when that happened, everybody laughed about it, but the joke's on America. Here we have the unconstitutional scholar at it once again, calling it unconstitutional to allow illegal, listen to what I said, illegal, not undocumented immigrants, illegal immigrants to come to America. Case in point, folks. Interesting. Did you see the prime minister just, I seen the film this morning on the newsfeed, just this morning, the prime minister of Canada, who is a Muslim, he's a Muslim convert, folks. He's a traitor to his own people, just like John Brenner is. The head of the CIA in America, that stooge. It's interesting to note, folks, that the prime minister over in Canada is now receiving refugees from Syria. And you know what they did on cue? The state-controlled narrative, you know what they were doing? They were filming the women and the children coming and giving them clothes and food and health cards. Where was those men? You didn't see the men, which we know is a high percentage of those that are going into countries to plunder those countries. I didn't see one man. Of course they don't want you to see the men. They just want you to see the poor woman and the poor child who needs help. Now, when they do get their help, keep in mind, just like in America, they'll begin to tear away at the laws and the people that were there to give them the help when they needed it. That's what you're dealing with.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.